All right, moving on to item five. My inclination is to take, is to move five past our closed session and take up closed session now. Is there any sentiment one way or the other on that?
You're the chair. I defer to you.
So my inclination is to do that, and my further inclination is, depending upon what Karen tells me, is that with respect to the closed session items six and seven, would be to take item seven first? Or is that a bad idea? Yes, well, I was thinking of taking it first. That was my question. Is that a bad idea? Okay. Well.
Another possibility is to take six and then go into open session, complete open session, and then go back into seven.
But how long is 7 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, my inclination would be to not split it up. So I think.
Your inclination is to take seven first and then six.
Yes, that's my inclination. But if okay, all right. So at this time, we're going to move item five to after our closed session. At what would be new item? Well, yeah, be item nine after eight, and we will take a short break and then adjourn into closed session. And take up item seven and then item six, right? All right, thank you. All right, welcome back. We are now reconvening in open session. The board met in closed session under item six, conference with labor negotiator. There is no reportable action from item six. The board also met in closed session with respect to item seven regarding pending litigation, Sisera versus Valiant Pharmaceuticals International et al. There is no reportable action from that item, which brings us back on the adjusted agenda, taking up listed item eight. So with that, Erica, I will turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. So today we're here to consider the possible action to adopt Board Resolution 2025-2, which sets the compensation of the Chief Executive Officer effective May 1st. And then secondarily, we'll look at approving the updated Unrepresented Employees Resolution 2025-3. So for the background, the board completed its evaluation of the CEO performance and compensation on April 2nd meeting, and at the April 16th meeting, there was a discussion about the calculation methodology of the agreed upon salary increase, and it was decided to delay that action until a future meeting. So the board would like to provide an 11% compensation increase consisting of Sisera's across the board 2025 salary increase of 6%, as well as an equity structural adjustment of 5%. So before the board today are two resolutions for setting the compensation of the CEO based on the two different methods of calculation. So the first resolution uses an additive approach. When you add the percentages together to increase the salary by 11%, which results in $333,000 annually and $27,750 monthly. The second resolution uses the compounding approach to apply the 6% increase first and then apply the 5% equity structural adjustment to that new salary amount. Using that method, the final salary is $333,900 annual and $27,825 monthly.
And the recommended course of action is the additive first item, correct?
Correct. The recommended course of action at this point is the additive approach, which is the 11% straight.
All right. So with that recommendation, as required by Government Code Section 54953C3, I am going to provide the following information, is that the recommendation is for an 11% increase in the salary of the Chief Executive Officer. That is required statement that I'm making pursuant to the government code. Karen, have I covered the item?
Yes.
All right. With that, is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll move.
All right, so you're moving 11% additive, that
yes.
Seconder to the motion. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing no hands or hearing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mirzwa.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Wong.
Aye.
All right, that motion carries 9-0. Congratulations, Christina. Managed to get through the item? Thank you. All right, so let's take up item 8B, which is with respect to approving the unrepresented employees resolution 2025-3 that provides the updated CEO salary corresponding with the board resolution just adopted. Is there a motion on 8B? All right, we have a motion and a second to approve resolution 2025-3. Any further discussion or questions on this item? Seeing or hearing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson?
Aye.
Chabotarev?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mirzwa?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries 9-0. Thank you. Thank you, Erica. All right, now, I've managed to do a little surgery here.